HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
All right, good news, bad news on the weather. The good news is that the heaviest of the storms have passed into Elmore County and are moving north. However, the trail of rain basically goes all the way down past Dothan to the south, and it's moving north. So we could be in off and on showers for another couple of hours at least. Tune in tomorrow morning to Three Men and a Lady and win tickets to see this guy before you can buy him.
Wayne Newton is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Wayne Newton at the MPAC on February 7th. Tickets to Wayne Newton at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 7th, from News Talk 93.1.
It's September 24th, the greatest day ever. On the 24th of September, 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt proclaimed Devil's Tower in Wyoming as the nation's first national monument. He looked at the odd-shaped land formation and said,
I know what this is. This means something. This is important.
Have a great September 24th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House saying President Trump will meet with embattled Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein Thursday.
The statement put the brakes on speculation Rosenstein was either going to quit or be fired imminently. Rosenstein has denied a New York Times article that said last year he talked about wearing a wire to secretly tape President Trump and discuss recruiting cabinet members to use the 25th Amendment to start the process for removing the president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh speaking out after a second woman accused him of sexual misconduct.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the fairness of the American people.
Kavanaugh on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum. Kavanaugh and one of his accusers will testify Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Our show is brought to you in part by...
I love everything about the fall season. The changing of the colors, getting out my boots and scarves, and everything pumpkin scented.
Introducing new Charmin Pumpkin Spice. Every single piece of Charmin Pumpkin Spice toilet paper has that unmistakable scent of autumn.
Mmm. Are you talking to me?
I'm not sure why, but I'm just dreaming about the fall season all of a sudden.
That's weird.
I swear I smell pumpkin. Did you spray something?
No.
Oh my God, it's even stronger now. What did you do?
Nothing.
Wait, you were just in the bathroom. Did you open that new pumpkin spice Charmin?
No.
Oh God, Bill. How much did you use, for God's sakes?
New Charmin pumpkin spice. It'll wipe the smile right off her face.
Great, Bill. Now you've managed to ruin fall.
Gee, testy. Well, we'll put the smile right back on her face with our hilarious show here, just watching some of this crap unfold on TV. I like what Lindsey Graham has impressed me recently, and you know what?
Well, I was tired of being pushed around.
Well, John McCain was pushing you.
Well, I'm sorry. He was a good friend, but now that, you know, I got to carry on his legacy and fight with everybody. Fight with me. Fight with me, my friends. Let's keep America strong and drink some more.
Okay, would you answer the phone, please? Marcus and I have a good day. They got a little bit rattled by something. I don't think it's going to be a permanent thing. But Brant McDonald will be joining us shortly to talk about it here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm not buying this Fox News poll, by the way. I've seen others that show one-fourth of the women survey do not believe Christine Blasey Ford. You got to give that a little weight, because women, they have that that little thing inside.
B-S-E-S.
And the only people that are capable of turning that off and ignoring it are, well, like Hillary Clinton, who really doesn't want to hear what Juanita Broderick has to say, or Paula Jones, or Jennifer Flowers, but thinks this woman should be heard because of something that happened 36 years ago at an alcohol-fueled teenage party. It's amazing how different the standards are. Meanwhile, I posted this. Has anybody come up with an answer for me on Facebook about Keith Ellison? He's the co-chair of the Democratic National Party. His accuser has evidence. It's recent. So what are people saying? Where's the GOP asking him to resign? Good question there, Morris. I agree. GOP needs to grow a pair, says Cheshire Cat. And you are correct. And they may do it this week. They may finally realize what they got to do. Steve says, I agree the GOP should be hounding this guy and force him to answer for his actions. But you see, here's the deal. 99% of the media coverage is going to go to this because the media's got a vested interest in the outcome. They are totally so far past the point of it. Although I will give the New York Times, of all places, credit, because this afternoon, the Times, the second accuser, the Times interviewed dozens of people from that class, and nobody could corroborate her story. That's the New York Times. So if they can't find anybody, don't even waste your time with this woman. She's a nut. Or she's got a faulty memory. But that's just the way things are. This is a hit. This is a smear. And they finally found somebody who says, I'm not going to take this. If you think I'm going to go slinking off because of this, you're crazy. I think the Democrats are going to get their asses handed to them from this. I really do. It's going to cost them. 508.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic conditions are not good out on the roadways this afternoon. Very wet, very dangerous, very slippery. Lights on, please. Wipers on, please. Emergency flashers off, please. Please. Potentially some more heavy rain headed our way, so be very careful out there. Right now, not reporting any new accidents. Everything's looking fairly decent. For custom decks, painting, privacy fencing, and a free estimate, call Prestige Home Improvements. Prestige Home Improvements at 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a stabbing last night. Police say a man was stabbed in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. No arrests have been made. Police in Selma are investigating two shooting deaths and an officer being shot. Selma police were called to a shooting behind an elementary school around 10:30 Sunday night. The victim's name has not been released. Police say it does not now appear that the Sunday night shooting is related to a shooting death early Sunday or the wounding of an officer 2 hours later. Tuskegee police are investigating a fatal shooting. One man was shot early Sunday morning in the 400 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police have not released the victim's name, and no arrests have been made so far. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk for those showers and thunderstorms will continue even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow and Wednesday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. And then the storms become scattered to numerous by Thursday and still scattered around the area on Friday. High temperatures staying most days below 90. Download our free weather app. It's got everything. Plus, you'll have instant access to all my blog and video updates, along with push notifications for severe weather alerts and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, well, it's gonna be so rainy today. You're gonna get wet.
Rained everywhere, including the stock market today. Here to talk about it, live from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, Mr. Right on the Money.
Yeah, baby.
Brad McDonald, how are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. Had a good weekend, and you know, it's been a long day today. There's so much going on in the news, and obviously you've been talking about quite a bit of it. I was telling Joey off the air, there's a lot of other stuff that's going on as well, things we look at.
I heard, did Trump... This afternoon, after the markets closed, didn't Trump talk about a meeting or something he set up involving trade? Did I hear that correctly?
Well, he said, well, there were several things he said. One is he's hoping that there'll be another summit with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
You know, and he's hopeful that he could get a deal done with Canada. They came out, I think it was Peter Navarro maybe said something to the effect that, you know, they were here and willing to listen, China. But, you know, China, well, first of all, let's just back up. So you see all these headlines out there that say, oh, the market's down because of Rod Rosenstein, worries about the Supreme Court or whatever. And that may be true. I'm sure a little bit of that's leaking into what the market action we saw today. But I think the bigger issue is still this huge deal with China. And it's a very, very complex situation. But I can sum it up by saying the politics over the next couple of months is really at a red-hot torrid sort of pace. So many different things going on. I think, you know, I don't want to bore the listeners, but I just have to say the number one thing by far for me is not any of this other stuff. It has to do with this trade thing going on with China. China's in a recession. They have an incredible amount of debt. You know, way back, if you go back to April, May, June time frame, you know, the Chinese really wanted to deleverage their economy to try to move more towards a consumer-type economy. Their banking system is three times the size of the U.S. economy, incredible amounts of debt in that country. And Trump has really put it to them with these tariffs. And the only thing they can come up with is to abandon the idea to deleverage or to reduce the level of debt. Now they're going the other way. The only choice they've got, they have to defend themselves. So they're devaluing their currency. They're printing money like it's going out of style. In every way you can think of. They're lowering interest rates abruptly. This is a major shift in monetary policy, okay? Lowering interest rates, opening the faucet through their small and medium lending institutions to these small businesses to try to defend themselves to trade. This is a very dangerous situation, and I think that the emerging markets, you know, have been in a colossal downward spiral because of the strong dollar, everything that Trump is doing with the tariffs. So all of this is coming to a head. Now, what the Chinese are trying to do is they're trying to wait out President Trump because they know the midterms are coming. They're hoping that with some sort of weakness or a turnover in the House that maybe he loses a little bit of his power, a little momentum, and they can deal more effectively with him. So in my opinion, every day that goes by, the odds of a deal getting done with China, especially with them pulling away from the table today, I don't think we're going to get a deal done this year. It's probably going to be January now at the earliest. And I would also add, if you want to talk about some of the headlines in the news, I think the Rosenstein thing is somewhat serious. Because if you think about the politics involved in that, really and truly, you have to really question what is Trump's best move here. You know, he's going to meet with him on Thursday. If he pushes him out or if he resigns, then, you know, the really staunch Trump supporters, okay, they'll be emboldened. They'll view that as sort of a victory. But the moderate voter out there may not, because that puts the Mueller investigation in jeopardy.
I think Trump has a plan. He's not known to not have a plan. And I think he's going to surprise people. I don't think Rosenstein's going to get fired on Thursday unless he turns in his own resignation and insists on it. I don't see that happening.
Well, therein lies the gamesmanship around politics.
Well, here's the thing.
To your point.
Trust the New York Times when they tell a Republican president, hey, this guy wanted to get you using the 25th Amendment? Given the way the New York Times has treated this president, I don't know if they're not setting up a trap for him.
Well, they very well could. That's what I'm saying. This is political gamesmanship. It's all about how the voter would perceive this.
Yeah.
And I think that is somewhat of a big deal. The last thing you want, you know, is for the White House and its administration to be in sort of a state of shambles, or to show that, or there's a real power struggle going on all the way down the line, even with, you know, Jeff Sessions or what have you. So it's a pretty big deal, but I think the biggest deal, where the real massive sort of global economic risk is brewing, is in this Chinese thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we're seeing it. It's popping up all over the place in all the data that we follow, and it's not getting talked about, really, in the press. But we see it, and it's a big deal. And so, you know, we started this conversation about trade about 6 months ago when we really started saying, okay, let's monitor it. We've been monitoring it, and it is beginning to escalate. And I could go through all the data points. We don't have time for it, but I can just tell you it is a pretty serious situation, and it's going to start to have some impact on the U.S. at some point. I have to tell you that, and I don't know that there's a real safe haven out there in terms of assets, because everyone has piled up in U.S. equity. That is the biggest crowded trade out there. Now, the U.S. economy has been strong, so in some ways, obviously, very much warranted. But if you start to see this trade war really get out of hand, and you see the Chinese pushing back and really doing things stimulate their economy to defend their GDP, then it starts to get a little bit more problematic, and we have to really watch it close, man, I'm telling you. And this is one of the reasons we shifted around our portfolios a couple months back. We talked about consumer staples, looking for boring names, things that have not been really invoked. That's really helping us right now. And I would say also my good friend Larry McDonald, who I've mentioned on the show before, he's a great, great friend of mine. When I'm in New York, that's often why I'm up there meeting with him and a number of his colleagues. He last week spent an inordinate amount of time with Larry Kudlow, who we talked about on this show. And
yes.
He and I have a conference call tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And so I expect to be briefed on a lot of stuff that's going on, and I'll be relaying that to our listeners tomorrow. So that'll be a big piece of my day tomorrow for sure. But
I look forward
anyway,
to
a lot going on, man. A whole lot going on.
I look forward to hearing what you have to share on that. That is interesting.
Oh yeah, yeah, it will be interesting. Larry's a great guy, and matter of fact, I'll spend time with him in December. But like I said, no, he had a great visit with Larry Kudlow.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me wrap this up with just one thing, because I did spend a considerable amount of time researching all of this. Here's what I see happening. I see the Republican base, the same one that went out, many for the first time in years, and voted for this president, getting really angry at what's going on. And all the Democrats are doing are re-inspiring them to go out and do the same thing. The big risk to the Republicans is if they get beat, they need to confirm this guy and show the people that claim to be Republicans that they have the guts to withstand what's an obvious smear. You should read the letter that Kavanaugh sent to Dianne Feinstein and the other senators on the judiciary today. It's powerful stuff. They have picked the wrong guy to mess with. They think he's going to go slinking away because they've just made it so miserable for him. Why bother? It ain't going to happen. So, and they'll raise all kinds of hell and stuff, but this is going to be a defining moment. Thursday is going to be a defining moment for November. And there's really only one way the Republicans can play this. And yeah, I know all this comes into impact, but, you know, Roy Moore, he didn't, you know, he wasn't the kind of personality that held up well to this kind of a thing, because the guy was on the Supreme Court twice, and none of these women were known to anybody. It wasn't until he became a candidate for the Senate that all of a sudden they had their memories jogged. Oh, yeah, he did this and that, and he signed my yearbook and said something naughty. They got nothing. There is no corroborating evidence from anybody on either of these claims. And people are saying, I didn't see it. I don't know what she's talking about. Because they don't want to be perjuring themselves. So I think we'll come out on the other side of this. You know, it's like a 1 minute attention span anyway. By Monday, we'll be talking about something else. Let's just hope that the economic tide continues to flow in a positive direction.
Well, so far so good, but like I've always said, I mean, I spend my time looking at things that nobody's talking about,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time there's nothing really there, but, you know, it does help you in terms of sort of trying to create a trajectory of how you're going to manage money or advise your clients.
But I spend most of my time not knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, I can tell you this, man, what is going on with these tariffs, you know, with respect to emerging markets and with China, is really brewing into a very significant thing. And I would just say that. It's extremely complex. I could sit on here for 2 hours talking about it. But we're watching that very closely. And notwithstanding everything that's happening with Kavanaugh, Rosenstein, and all of the other, because those are important, I think they dwarf in comparison to the stuff that I'm trying to look into and keep up with. This stuff with China. And I hate to say it, but that's
why we have you on, Brent, because you do those things that everybody else does not, and you're great at it. Thank you.
Well, let's see what happens with the Kavanaughs on Thursday, because I am keeping up with that, and I do agree with you. I do think that it is, obviously, this is an incredibly well orchestrated.
And
I'm glad to see him pushing back.
Yeah, me too. And pushing back with authority. Read the letter. It just went online in the last 30 minutes that he sent to the committee. And he ain't backing down for nothing. So, and I'm not saying, I think the Republicans are responding to this appropriately. They've gone as far as they should go, as far as accommodating all these goofy requests. And like, we should, you know, drop the presumption of innocence. And I don't want to testify in front of him. BS. You can accuse somebody. That's part of the gig. You know, you should be able to say it right to their face. But that's for, I'll ask that about Duncan Tomlinson about that when they come in. But if you want to plan your financial future and understand what's going on and have somebody a phone call away to discuss it with, here's Brandt at 387-0094, along with the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, an incredible team of people that can help you plan your financial future and help you become managerial with your money. 387-0094. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay, could you talk fast again?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hang on. Let's get the traffic. There's a lot going on as the rain has moved through.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Take a look at the accident list here. Madison at Hall, there's an accident with injuries there. East Boulevard in front of Chevron Station, an accident. And 7200 block of Troy Highway, one northbound lane is blocked there. As we look over toward the interstate systems, 85 still taking a little bit of a beating. Just before you get to East Boulevard, north and southbound on 85, there's some backup there. There is an accident on 85 northbound is causing some backup there, especially between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Everything else is looking fairly decent. We do have some more of that rain on the way, so keep an eye open for that. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I just got an update from the Boodle rain gauge. We are at 2/3 of an inch. And there is plenty more coming, but the heaviest stuff has now passed into Elmore County. That doesn't mean you won't see a good strong rain here and there, but the entire strip from Prattville to the northwest to Elmore County and Tuskegee to the east, south, well past Troy, almost down to Dothan, that's all green and gold, which means moderate to heavy showers for at least another hour or two. It's all moving south to due north. Sling Blade, good afternoon.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Hey, did you hear this lady, this accuser, is going to actually drive to D.C. for the hearing? I think she's afraid to fly or something like that.
Well, given her drinking history, I think all of us are in greater danger with her on the roads.
Yeah, I just thought that was another way they could say, she's going to be a little late. We'll have to extend it another day or two.
No, bullcrap. She gets voted Thursday. If she can't fly, if she's that pathetic, there's something wrong with this woman. She's disturbed.
She's got an issue, no doubt about it. Hey, so are they going to have the hearing Thursday, but are they going to vote on a Thursday also?
Oh, yeah. The Supreme Court session starts October 1st. I want them in there. And let them all wet themselves and pound the wailing wall and do whatever they got to do. He needs to be in there October 1st. That's what I want from everything.
I hope so, too. And I really believe they're going after Susan Collins and Murkowski. I really believe that. The guys are going to vote for Kavanaugh. They've got those two women that are kind of like wishy-washy. You know,
yeah,
Collins
I know.
Kind of like, yeah, That's what my fears are.
Well, they're threatening her to. Look, when you can't win the argument, threaten them physically. This is what they do. They're ugly, slimy, despicable people.
Hear, hear.
Dirty, rotten scoundrels. You want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Yes, I will. Thank you. 6:30.
Thank you for the call. And it was a good one. All right, so stay tuned for continuing steady rain for the balance of the afternoon. When we come back from the break, we got a few odds and ends. I've been sorting all afternoon.
Yeah, you have.
It's
been quite impressive, actually. I think you could work in a mailroom.
You know what? God, that used to be actually a good gig.
Yeah.
I worked at NBC, the mailroom was like the hot button point. It was the social media center.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent me a really nice note from Miami, Dwayne. And he said, you know, it just occurred to me. He said, before social media came along, your morning show was our social media center.
Sure.
We knew what was going on. We knew what the new music was. We knew what cultural stuff was important to our age group. You were that's what radio provided then. I'm not so sure social media, I mean, every time I hit my post button on Facebook, I have doubts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it has become politicized. I really am. But it's all we got because we're going to get nothing but crap from NBC, a bunch of crap from ABC, complete broadcasting shaving cream from CBS.
Yeah, shaving cream.
These networks. And I'm not too happy with Fox lately either. You know, that poll that most people don't believe Kavanaugh. Really?
Did you talk to all those people? Or we did a big sample, and that represent it. Just, I don't buy it.
How does anybody more intelligent than a simpleton look at the basics here and not believe him? Anyway, 533 Gulf Station Building in Wetumpka, a treasured and valued asset here locally for the work they do for people who have caught the break that we don't even like to think can happen to us, but it can. And that's being in a wreck or some other situation that ends up limiting our mobility. If that is the case, Gulf Station Mobility steps in a very individual and customized process to restore choices to that life that's been affected, to whatever extent it can possibly be done, to re-empower, to give them the option of doing more for themselves, because that's what their clients have wanted in all the years they've been creating things and inventing things that have changed lives who have caught that break that we don't like to consider. Customized motorized equipment for people who thought they would never drive again. They would have to surrender their freedom and their scheduling to somebody else's availability. Can you imagine that? Now, the driving option's been restored. For people with wheelchairs to be able to board the MV1 so easily and conveniently as opposed to struggling as it's been in the past. Adding convenience and choice to lives that have had to go through this, there's no more noble work on the planet, really. And they do it well and have been doing it for years. At Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. Call them at 514-6590.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk for those showers and thunderstorms will continue even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow and Wednesday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. And then the storms become scattered to numerous by Thursday and still scattered around the area on Friday. High temperatures staying most days below 90. Download our free weather app. It's got everything. Plus, you'll have instant access to all my blog and video updates, along with push notifications for severe weather alerts and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
CBS Tonight hits the beginning of the end.
Here we go.
Be there for the start of Big Bang's final season.
It's official.
Then it's the season premiere of Young Sheldon.
And when there's trouble in paradise, there is only one name you need to know.
Magnum P.I.
On the go.
The Magnum P.I. series premiere, followed by the season premiere of Bull on its new day and time, CBS Tonight.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I think it'd be kind of cool if Brett Kavanaugh showed up with a tape player or some kind of device and just said, listen to this.
I know we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
So true. It just is. You're offended. So what? We got to learn how to say that. I'm sending you a private message with a clip that somebody sent me that looks really, that has the potential to be entertaining, funny.
Oh, I met these guys at that conference who put this video together.
Okay.
I'll have to check for any profanity, but lately they've been bleeping their stuff. These guys are brilliant.
It's from Reason Magazine?
Yeah, it's a couple of brothers who do videos for Reason.com. They're freaking hilarious.
If it's good, we can play it live.
Yeah, I'll preview it here in the break.
Because we'll be stopping. So what happened to Chad? I guess he got impatient.
And I'm waiting on... Troy should be joining me this Monday once again.
And then if it's good, I'd like to post it. It looks very intriguing. What should have happened at the Kavanaugh...
Yeah, I loved meeting these guys, and they talked about creating comedy videos for politics and how they've fallen flat on their faces a few times, and then they're really dry, really funny guys just in person. So,
did I do the food stamp story with the
yeah,
strip club?
Okay.
And I did the guy who was found rubbing... This is something.
He's rubbing.
Most of this is old stuff. But it's a movie idea that I think might be funny. Eddie Murphy wants to... You know, I've been... Murphy Brown's coming back and all these all these old ideas rebooted. But Eddie Murphy wants to do Grumpy Old Men. And I think that could be hysterical.
That could be good, yeah.
If he picks the right person to do the movie
sure.
with.
Sure.
If he picks Samuel L. Jackson, no. I will never spend a nickel of my money to see. I don't care if he's holding up a light bulb. I will not see anything that man is in.
I'm trying to think of somebody who'd go alongside A. Murphy in a movie like that.
I like the original. It was a great kind of...
I remember that.
Matthau and Lemon to... Man. The first one with Ann Margaret was good. And God, did she look great. She was like one of the original cougars there. It was pretty cool. We have your local news here in just a second. Let's see. We mentioned them. If you're looking for, and we are, oh, he's back?
He's back.
Hey there, Legal
Eagle. What's up? What's up? How are you?
Yeah, I'm, you know.
I got to tell you something, Greg. After what happened this weekend, I'm really worried about, I've been worried about the country for a while.
Yeah.
But. I'm seriously worried about the country because now we see that the rule of law just doesn't matter anymore to at least one party in the system.
Yeah, unless it's their person, of course.
Right, and I got to tell you, I mean, they know these women are lying. You know, at best, they were drunk and forgetful and don't know what happened to themselves. And for the New Yorker to publish an uncorroborated story from a person who took 6 days to have her lawyer convince her that she experienced something that no one else knew she experienced. All the witnesses she identified said didn't happen, wasn't there.
Yeah, George, the New York Times today said they cannot find a corroborating witness to that second woman's story.
Right.
And even she's backing away from it. So what do they got? They got nothing but a crackpot.
Well,
probably heavily funded by George Soros.
Actually, she won a Soros Pioneer Award like 4 or 5 years ago.
Case closed.
Yeah, yeah. But let me just say this.
Yes.
Aside from the politics of all this, we're talking about people's lives.
They don't care.
That's the point I'm going to make. That's the point I want to make. We have daughters, young girls. His daughters are receiving death threats and ugly statements and so forth. And I got to tell you...
Did we do that to Obama's kids when we didn't like what
no,
he was doing?
No. And we shouldn't have, right? Okay.
Of course
but,
not.
And this is what I was telling somebody today. They don't... If you ever thought that the Democrats actually cared about the truth, you certainly can't believe that now.
No.
And I have a lot of friends that are Democrats, but your national party is broken. When you can bring a person like Brett Kavanaugh and allow salacious, unsubstantiated rumors from the Nuts and Sluts gang to tear down a person who is about as straight as an altar boy, you know.
Really?
But Chad, the best part
is they're pissing us off. We're going to go out and vote in the midterms. This is all going to backfire on him. And Brett Kavanaugh is standing up to this withering blast.
Absolutely.
And they need to get behind him or we're going to lose.
Brett Kavanaugh is the litmus test for me.
Yes.
You know, I was glad to see that Senator McConnell said he's getting a vote come hell or high water.
Yes.
People need to be on the damn record.
Lindsey Graham. Suddenly, since John McCain is gone, Lindsey Graham is his own man again.
He found his balls is what he did. You know, sorry to say it that way.
Well, Chad, we've been saying that all afternoon. And I see it all over Facebook, grow a pair and do it.
Yeah. The biggest mistake that we have is Chuck Grassley is 85 years old. He is not a lawyer, and he is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And this was a big battle when Jeff was still senator, because Jeff, although he was a senior lawyer, he could not be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee because Grassley wouldn't give it to him, even though Grassley is not a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's having litigators from the Democratic lefty side run circles around his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you gave them extra time, Chuck, and they did exactly what all of us knew they would do with it. Come up with more time. And I guarantee you, by the time this is all said and done, they'll have another crazy one. I mean, you've got Michael Avenatti, who's about the lower than a bottom-dwelling scum sucker out there talking about gang rape stuff.
They don't care.
You hit it. They don't care. And as soon as Republicans get that through their head and start bringing a damn gun to a knife fight, then maybe we'll care.
Chad, I got to wrap it up on that note, but thank you. You are so correct. Could have said goodbye.
And I just previewed it. This video is perfect. I was trying not to laugh my ass off in the middle of that passionate conversation with Chad.
Let's try and get to it if we can.
It's really good.
If not, we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a new accident, 65 North at Clay Street. Also have that one at Madison and Hall. That is an accident with injury, and we are back to hot mess status out on I-85. Southbound particularly from Chantilly Parkway all the way up past the bypass and headed down toward Perry Hill Road. Some slow traffic, some stop-and-go traffic, just a mess there. And then you pick it up right around Ann Street, and it's going to get bad all the way down to the interchange north and southbound. Then when you get to 65, that accident on Clay Street has things slowed down considerably from the interchange all the way up to the curve at North Boulevard. So be very careful out there this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The interstate systems are rolling slow, and it is really a mess out there. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price. That's at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
Well, quarterback Jalen Hurts is still around over the next 4 weeks.
What's my story?
Next
well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have 3 grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I'll always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Lou Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC Tonight.
I have autism.
Last season's number one new drama returns.
I can help people with medicine.
His greatest challenge.
I have cancer. I've got a long journey ahead of me.
I'm going with you.
Is his greatest strength.
I have a solution.
He sticks to his gut and he fights what he thinks is right.
The Good Doctor, following the Dancing with the Stars live premiere.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are. Here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't forget the Buttery Boss's birthday is Wednesday.
Do anything special?
Well, I mean, we'll be at Baumhauer's that night. He'll be
one
invited.
Year you got a like a you commissioned a painting of his dogs.
I did.
That was quite remarkable. It's a great painting.
Actually, I have, we're doing something, the morning show is doing something as a group.
Oh.
But I have something special that he'll appreciate.
Look at you.
And I want to thank my dealer, a friend, for cutting the price on it so I can. $5.55. All right, we have this clip from Reason.com that we were going to try and jam in, but it would bump into the Joey Clark Radio Hour. It's raining very heavily and steadily, as I said it would, and it's going to continue for a while longer. It's just streaming up from south to north.
It's a steady stream.
Yes. The golden showers we saw on the radar passed through already.
Yeah? That doesn't even make sense.
You know that when I see red, I let the listeners know because those can be dangerous.
Right.
Those have long since passed. The next level of shower power is gold.
Oh, they're gold?
On the radar.
I thought they were yellow.
And there was a big batch of golden showers on the radar. And right. Those went over us. It smells like asparagus outside. But
God.
And right now somebody's thinking,
what kind of sick mind would do something like this?
I thought it smelled like mango.
You know what I hate? This is my last thought for the day. You know what I hate? That commercial with the mangoes drinking Snapple. They're four mangoes with human features.
Yeah.
That commercial creeps me out. And they're drinking one of their buddies or something. It's very...
scary.
No, I don't know. What do you think, Counselor?
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
I'm going to be scared right out of the studio in a moment. We have one final update. There are still some things to be dealt with on the roads. But a reminder for our friends at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination almost 50 years now. After the first of the year, it'll be 50 years. They have been bringing in high-fashion, popular flooring styles, selling them at a real wholesale price from their location on the boulevard. Built there when the boulevard was like the outer limits of Montgomery. Now it's kind of the middle of town. But it still remained a great place for people to go. Just jump off 85, go south a couple of blocks, and they're right there on the east side of the street. And inside, don't be intimidated. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate tens and tens of thousands of square feet of choices in all types and styles of high fashion, popular flooring. When you pick out what you want, you can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. They arrange installation with people that have worked with them for years. Real artisans when it comes to installation, perfectionists. And then you've got a very happy result for your quest for new flooring. Whether you're redoing a room or your entire house, you'll save money and get a better outcome with Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
Buddy Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A new accident just called out at 85 South and South Union. It does have traffic backed up just a hair, so careful over there. The big backup is still over on 85 Northbound, and that will be between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Everything else is cleaned up pretty nicely. Still some stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard. You might see some especially heavy traffic just north of Atlanta Highway going up toward Lagoon Park. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 and the Clinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale.